With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Big victory for Republicans Tuesday in Tennessee. Matt Van Epps winning a special election for a seat in the U.S. House. Van Epps defeating Democrat State Representative Afton Benn to keep the 7th Congressional District in GOP hands. Senate Majority Leader John Thune says lawmakers will investigate questions about the legality of military strikes on boats that are smuggling drugs.
With regard to the latest question that you all have been raising, that the Senate Armed Services Committee, which is going to look into and get the facts on some of the events that have happened down the Caribbean, that we will get those answers in due time. But I have every confidence that the policies that this administration is employing when it comes to keeping people in this country safe and ensuring that our policy is one of peace through strength, that those policies are being adhered to and followed.
Trump administration says it will withhold SNAP from Democrat-led states if they fail to provide data.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the action is in the works because those states are refusing to provide requested information about the recipients, including their names and immigration status, and that states should comply to help root out fraud in the program. Experts say that while there certainly is fraud in a $100 billion a year program, that the bigger problem is perpetrated by organized crime. About 42 million lower income Americans rely on SNAP to help buy groceries. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The owners of a camp in Texas announcing new safety upgrades following a tragic July 4th flood that killed 25 girls and two counselors. Camp Mystic also plans to exceed the new safety laws. This is SRN News. Well, who does trust the mainstream media?
The Public Religion Research Institute has been asking people of faith, and it reports that white evangelical Protestants are the least likely to believe mainstream TV journalism. Only 29% do. In fact, less than half of white Catholics, Hispanic Protestants, Jews, Hindus, and Muslims trust the mainstream media. Black Protestants, at 65%, are the religious group in this country that is the most likely to trust mainstream TV news. Michael Harrington reporting.
Long-lost painting by Peter Paul Rubens, which was hidden for more than four centuries, selling for $2.7 million at an auction in France. It depicts the crucifixion of Jesus. Rubens expert Niles Butner says this version of Christ's crucifixion is different. This one is one and only painting showing blood and water coming out of the side wound of Christ. This is SRN News. There's a new word or words for the year. Keith Peters has the latest word on this story.
Oxford University Press has named rage bait as its word of the year, capturing the internet zeitgeist of 2025. The phrase refers to online content that is deliberately designed to elicit anger in order to drive traffic to a particular social media account. Ragebait topped two other contenders, Aura Farming and Biohack, after public comment on a shortlist compiled by lexicographers at Oxford University Press. The word of the year is selected by analyzing new and emerging words of cultural significance. Keith Peters, Washington.
On Wall Street Tuesday, Dow Industrials gaining 185 points. S&P 500 was ahead 16. The NASDAQ climbed 137. More details at srnnews.com.